Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass about winter weather preparedness.
Well, we've already had one snowfall, but we quite haven't had the hard stuff fall yet, so let's talk some winter safety. In the event of a blizzard-conditioned snowstorm, let's talk about what are some of the emergency items people should keep in their cars, in their homes, and just generally around them in case of an emergency.
You're right, Andrew. It's that time of year again to think about winter. As we know, most of us in the Indianola area and most of Warren County, there's the driving to work every day. So there's a lot of transportation going on back and forth, and the different weather that changes while we're at work or when we're on our way to work, foggy to icy road conditions. That hamper very cold conditions and also to complications on your vehicle. Make sure that your vehicle's serviced. Take it to your local mechanics here and have them go through it to make sure that we don't have unexpected mechanical issues if we can stop that from happening early on. The other thing is to make sure that you pack a blanket and a flashlight, extra pair of gloves, maybe gloves and a pair of boots. A lot of you go to work without having boots. Sometimes that's just enough to keep you warm if your car does slide off into the ditch until help does arrive. Another thing to think about is your home. Having curtains drawn across the windows when it's really cold will help condense the heat inside instead of running that furnace forever and ever. And also keep in mind fireplaces and generators, that type of stuff, propane heaters. The generators need to be outside, not in the garage. And propane heaters need to be outside where it's well ventilated. Thinking about some of the issues that happened last year where people were cold with no power and they weren't prepared, so prepare yourself for a power outage. What can you do? Do you have canned food? Do you have enough water to last you 73 or 72 hours? And even some just boxed food that can get you by with some protein and nourishment, maybe a chocolate bar, stuff like that. Granola bars and chocolate bars are good to put in your vehicle in an emergency, as well as having something like that at home. And plan your day, plan on paying attention to the weather, paying attention to what the weather's like if you're traveling more than just to Des Moines, especially this holiday weekend and the Christmas weekend to come up next month. Is if you're traveling across the state or across to another state, are you prepared? You know what the weather's going to be like in that area that you're going to, and what's the weather like between the two areas. Anything that can cause you to have issues on the road, are you prepared for that? And one of the things that you can do is look on the weather service. There's so many apps out there. We look at the local weather service here in Des Moines and see what the weather's going to be. Also, we have the Warren County Community Preparedness app that if there's warnings and stuff out there, they do come across that on that particular phone app. But there's other apps out there. So be prepared, be aware of what's going on. Make sure that you don't run your vehicle less than a half a tank of fuel, especially in the wintertime, because you can be sitting and idling for quite a while if there's a roadblock or if you fall into the ditch. Another thing to think about when you slide into the ditch is also to make sure that the upwind window, that you crack it open just a little bit if you're leaving your vehicle run, so that keeps the carbon dioxide levels down in the cab of your vehicle. And if you're there for a long time and there is a lot of snow, you might want to check the exhaust, make sure that there's no snow around the exhaust so that the engine can expedite the exhaust properly. And one of the things you can put in your car is a little shovel. They make those shovels really small that they're compact. You can put underneath the back seat or in a trunk and use the shovel to clear those areas. But the biggest thing is plan ahead. Don't go on a whim. Don't go out and weather if you don't need to, especially if the roads are slick or going to be slick. But we all have to work. We understand that. So prepare ahead and be prepared in your vehicle as well as your homes.
Once again, that was Warren County Emergency Management Coordinator Troy Bass on winter weather preparedness. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, find them online daily at kniakrls.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode.